When I was a little boy, younger than probably any of you sitting here, I can remember my mother giving me a big hug and saying, "I love you to pieces, and then I love the pieces." Now, that's kind of silly, isn't it? Because I didn't fall to pieces. My arms didn't fall off. My legs didn't fall off. That's not what she meant. She meant she loved me more than I could ever understand until I had a couple of children of my own, and then I got an idea of what she meant. Well, God loves us more than we can understand as well. God loves us more than our parents and grandparents and all of our relatives and friends put together, more than we could even begin to imagine. And that means that we can love ourselves. Now, loving yourself is not selfishness. It doesn't mean you get everything you want. It doesn't mean you don't have to share your toys. It doesn't mean you don't have to do what your parents or grandparents tell you to do. What it means is that you know that God loves you more than you can understand because you're a child of God. No other reason. God loves you because God made you. Now, that is pretty cool. But sometimes we have a hard time loving ourselves. You know, we'll start to draw something and it doesn't turn out right. And when it doesn't turn out right, we say, "Oh, I'm terrible at art." You're not terrible at art. It didn't turn out right that time. So you crumple up the paper, throw it away, and start again, right? Or you are talking with your friend, and you and your friend have a disagreement, and you think, "Oh, I just can't get along with anybody." Well, that's not true. You get along with most people, but sometimes you and a friend might have a falling out, and you just go and apologize and say, "I want you to still be my friend." You can only do that if you love yourself. I believe we can only love other people if we love ourselves first, because that's what Jesus told us. He said, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself." So I think he probably thought the same thing. So with God's help, we can love ourselves in a good way, not a selfish way, but a good way, which helps us love other people. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for loving us so much, for loving us to pieces and then loving the pieces. Thank you for helping us to love ourselves as your child. Thank you for helping us to love others because they're your children too. With your help, we can learn this kind of love because we have seen that kind of love in other people, but especially in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for coming down.